Here in the studios today, an all-star trio from the Puget Sound Community School Jazz Band with Zane Taylor on guitar, Olive Haber plays bass, and a School of Jazz guest DJ, part of the 10 o'clock quartet who played a studio session here last winter. It's our friend Margot Bouchigny on keys and a bit of bass. Their mentor was just in our studios recently, about a week and a half ago, with his buddies in McTuff. It's the amazing Devon Lewis drumming. Please welcome the students of the Puget Sound Community School Jazz Band with Devon Lewis. Yeah.
Thank you.
From the Puget Sound Community School Jazz Band, we have Margot Bouchini on bass, and it's Zane Taylor on guitar. Joining us in the next tune, we'll hear from Olive Haber on the bass as well. Devon Lewis, their mentor behind the drum kit. And I want to talk first to a couple of members of the teaching staff at the Puget Sound Community School. We have Liana Green and Scobie Buchler. I'm close.
That's with a P.
Liana, tell me a little bit about working with the kids in the band and a little bit about the school.
It's a great time working with these guys. Our school is really small. There's only about 50 kids in the entire school. So this is sort of the top layer, and there are only three of them and two bass players and a guitar player, so we have to get creative. So you'll see people moving around instruments here and try and keep them challenged.
Scobie, I also understand the teachers are often part of the band. How does that work out?
We are horn players, both, and somewhat multi-instrumentalists, and so we fill in where we can. We pump it up sometimes, but when we heard about this gig and passed the audition, we decided to pull out and let the kids have the floor, so let them work with Devon, which has been a total pleasure.
Devon, tell us about your experience working with the kids. How much practice time did you get? How much practice time did you need?
I had a blast because I think we did about four rehearsals each week. And, it was just fun even playing with them and learning from them and seeing how awesome they play. And I was just, like, in the background, you know, just taking it all in.
I wanted to talk to one of the members of our rhythm section, Olive Haber on the bass. Tell us a little bit about working with a great drummer and what it means to be part of the rhythm section.
It's been incredible working with Devon. We don't have that many drummers at the school, so playing with like a professional drummer was incredible. And then this year was my first year joining the Advanced Jazz Band, so it's been a blast being able to play up and up.
Right on, Olive. And I'll move over here to our guitar player, Zane. Tell me a little bit about improvising. You've made it to the senior year. Do you remember your first improvisation? And did you plan it out ahead? How did that go?
My first improvisation, I'd say I just played the pentatonic scale up and down over like an Eric Clapton song. Like that was my first, improvisation.
It's the students from the Puget Sound Community School Jazz Band live in the studios at KPLU. And up next, Scobie, I actually wanted to get a little comment from you about this next song.
Yeah, this is a take on Cherokee. We rewrote the lyrics when I read through them for Margot. I felt like the Cherokee Nation really didn't need those lyrics, and so I searched far away for the same set of syllables and found a tiny little island in the British Isles called Inishere, and kept as much of it in the same yearning spirit as the original song, but thought we'd do an update. So
here's Cherokee via Inishere.
Sip of water since I first met you. I can't forget you in this year, sweetheart. Child of the ocean, your love keeps calling. Your heart enthralling, oh, in this year. Dreams of song. Of winter time gone by, throw those memories so tenderly I sigh. My sweet cup of water, one day I will hold you in my arms, fold you home.
From the Puget Sound Community School Jazz Band, we have Margot Bouchigny singing on that tune. She's also played bass on the first song. We'll hear keyboards on this next song. Olive Haber on bass there, and Zane Taylor guitar with their mentor Devon Lewis drumming. Let's talk to Margot, who just knocked us out with her vocal stylings. She's also been live in our studios playing bass, and we're going to hear her on keyboards next. Margot, are there any other talents that you're going to be sharing with us on your next studio session performance? You play trumpet or sax?
Oh, gosh. Maybe. That would be awesome. I would love to hear
it, because I remember you were part of the Kobe vocal jazz competition at Jazz Alley a while ago. I actually heard from some of the judges that they thought you should have won that.
Oh, wow.
I wonder what led you to sing? What was the impetus to start singing?
Oh, wow. Gosh, that's a loaded question. I don't know. I mean, music has always been played around the house, and I always just used to sing along. But I think I actually joined a band in my first year at PSCS, and I was encouraged by one of the students to try and sing a song, and then I sang and it went well and I grew a passion for it. So, yeah.
These are the students of the Puget Sound Community School Jazz Band. Pass that microphone back to Olive Haber, our bass player. And I wonder if you could tell us about the education that you're getting at the school, and whether you think teaching might be in your future.
Well, I get plenty of education. I take a lot of music classes at school, and then I absolutely love music theory. It should be brought back.
Hey.
And I am reluctantly a teacher. I don't think that I'm that great of a teacher, but I've been told that I should. So maybe it'll be in my future.
Well, you're young still, so you could improve. Zane Taylor over here on the guitar, who's just about to graduate. The modern music scene is massive, and I wonder if you find yourself listening more to standards or to modern music, and how does that divide itself?
Oh, man, that's a neat question. I find myself listening to a lot of the more old school guys, actually, like the Coleman Hawkins, Clifford Brown, those kind of guys. And I don't know, I feel like there's a really big push to be unique now, right? And to sort of do that musically can sort of, since so much has been done, especially in jazz, there's just this harder and harder push into making things more wild and more weird and more crazy, which is great and stuff, but I think in terms of listening, I just really like hearing the sweetness and just like really where it all came from is what I like.
Amen, brother. All right, one more question from our mentor, Devon Lewis, who's our drummer today. Devon, could you tell us about that transition from school into playing out live and becoming a professional musician? Any tips for young kids on how to get into bands, or you want to hit a lot of jam sessions? How do you go about it?
I don't really know, because while I was in high school, I started, you know, we went to festivals and I got to know some of the adjudicators started playing with them while in high school. So it was, I wasn't even old enough to get into a lot of the jam sessions, but they called me while I was in high school, and it just kept going, just kept playing, you know. So I would say just keep playing, keep trying to meet different musicians and just keep going.
Right on. Find all the musicians you can and play with them.
Yeah.
We've got the students from the Puget Sound Community School Jazz Band live in our studios. We've got time for one more song. Take it away. Thank you.
Thank you.